Welcome to Women Winning Divorce, the podcast helping successful women navigate divorce with dignity so you can protect yourself, your children, and your assets. I'm Heather Quick, founding attorney at Florida Women's Law Group, where women win at life. Hello, I'm Heather Quick with the Women Winning Divorce Podcast. Today, we're diving into one of the most emotional and misunderstood aspects of divorce, alimony, also known as spousal support. Whether you're worried about having to pay it, hoping to receive it, or simply trying to understand how courts make these decisions, alimony can feel deeply personal and often unfair on both sides. High-profile cases like Rachel Lindsay's divorce have brought this topic back into the spotlight. The truth is, alimony affects everyday families far more often than just celebrities. So today we're breaking down what alimony really is, how courts decide it, and most importantly, how it ends. So let's start with the basics. What is alimony and what is it actually meant to accomplish under the law? So really what it is, it's all based on ability to pay and need. And that's why sometimes you'll hear, well, they make so much money, so they should pay it. Well, it just depends, because do they need it to meet their standard of living? So it's going to be, and there is often, usually is there's an imbalance in the earning capability of both parties, but it's trying to, you know, some people think, oh, it's got to maintain that person in the lifestyle that they had become accustomed to during the marriage. Well, that is what you'll hear, but it's not really possible if there is still the same amount of money coming in and now two households. So that is very hard to achieve. However, it is trying to fill that gap usually that the person has who can't earn as much. And many people assume alimony is automatic, and it's not. It's not guaranteed in divorce. There are so many factors. Every state is different, as you've heard me say before. So many things come into play, and things like the length of the marriage, you know, what both parties were doing during the marriage, and the state law is very important, because all the states treat it a little bit differently. There are certainly different types of alimony, and there's temporary alimony, which is obviously just temporary during the divorce. There's what's called rehabilitative alimony. That can be very popular because that's maybe helping to rehabilitate the spouse. Like, I'm going to just need alimony for a couple of years. I got to get my certifications up to date. I haven't been in the workforce. I need to do something to help me get there. And then there can be long-term support. The courts look at more than just income, of course, but that is the primary thing. They are going to look at the length of the marriage. They're going to look at the earning capacity and the lifestyle of the parties. And career sacrifices often come up in alimony disputes, and that will come into play because then it'll look at what you are doing, and you may have given up a career for marriage, but can you still step right into it? So it's not as easy as that. And I've heard that many times. Well, I gave up everything for this person. Well, you may have, but could you go out now and still use your skills and your career, you know, background to get a job? A major source of resentment is perceived fairness. And, you know, everybody says it's not fair. Well, it's not. It's the law. There's no room for fairness in the law. It really isn't. It's equitable. And it's really not what somebody deserves. It's, did you meet the, you know, legal standards of need and that a person's ability to pay? And support orders don't often last forever. It's usually for a certain term of years and or retirement, or, you know, a significant decrease in income for the person paying alimony. It's going to be very specific. And many people feel blindsided by how long they're required to pay, but that's going to come into effect based on the length of the marriage generally. And alimony can often impact taxes and future planning. So you need to really fully understand what's your exposure, what are you possibly entitled to, and, you know, how is this going to play out when you're going to make your decisions moving forward. And of course, you know, I will say oftentimes people do come to an agreement. They may not like it where they compromise to pay a certain amount of alimony just to be done, as well as not risk what could happen in court. And finally, preparation matters, though. What steps can you take before marriage or during divorce, you know, to protect yourself? Well, a prenup, of course, and, you know, understanding, hey, what am I possibly entitled? How long will it last? Because you're going to need to get yourself prepared for when that does end. I hope this has been helpful for anyone who is paying spousal support, receiving it, or trying to understand how courts decide when support should begin and when it should finally end. For a deeper look at how judges evaluate finances, income differences, and fairness during divorce, go back and listen to episode 133, How Courts Decide Financial Support in Divorce. Thank you for listening.
Listeners, if you or someone you know in the Northeast Florida area is going through or even thinking about divorce, you're not alone. Taking that first step can feel overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. Our newsletter is filled with actionable advice tailored to guide you through this process. By signing up, you'll gain the tools to face the unknown with courage and see if we're the right fit to support you during this life-changing time. Don't wait. Click the link in the show notes, fill out the form, and take the first step toward building a brighter future today.